things that children look forward to is getting presents. Anyone here looking forward to some presents on Christmas morning? Come stand with Daddy. Yeah, me too. Well, it just so happens that when I arrived in church this morning, I saw two new, very large presents under the Christmas tree. Very exciting indeed. And this one is to all of us here, and it says on the front, Love from God. So I wonder, what do you think that God might have sent us this morning? You can't answer because you know. Shall we have a look, see what God sent us this morning? Oh. Oh. It is. It's a balloon. Can anyone read what it says on the balloon? It does. It says, I love you. And that's what God has sent us this morning, his love. And some people think that God's love is a bit like this. It's a bit remote. It's in the sky somewhere. But when at Christmas time, he sent Jesus. And that was God's love coming down to earth. God's love then for the people there, but God's love for us too. Coming right down, Jesus came and he lived amongst us. And he was God's love here on earth. And that hope that he brought is for us today too. Not a remote love just in the sky, but a real love for each of us. But now there's another present here. I'm going to let that... Woo! Now this one says, Happy Christmas, God. I think this is something from all of us to God. So I wonder, what could we possibly give God for Christmas? Let's have a look. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Really, God? Let's have a look. What can you see? What can we give God? What can you see? And this is the thing, you see. God doesn't need fancy gifts and presents. God just wants us. He wants to love us. And he wants us just as we are. Want to see? And we might feel that we don't have a lot to offer God, really. But we do. When we receive God's love and when we love him back, then we can love him and we can love each other. And there's lots of ways for us to show this love. Perhaps just by smiling at a stranger. Perhaps by coming to church and worshipping God. Perhaps by praying for people. Perhaps just cheering somebody up when they're down or standing by somebody at school or at work. When we give these gifts, then they're really special to God. And they show him that we love him. We're going to sing a carol now, just one verse of it, to remind us that God asks us to join in that story, to love him and to receive his love. Let's stand and sing.